fat shaming. I see it on social media. I see it in podcasts. I see it among stars. Now, let's be clear. I use Zepbound. And on social media, when I see people like Bill Maher saying that we just have to eat less, and Jillian Michaels of The Biggest Loser fame saying how bad these medications are, and multiple coaches saying the GLP-1 drugs are terrible, it grates me on a personal note and on a professional note. Because no one ever lost weight with shame. Today on 4Q, we will talk fat shaming and the future of the gym enterprise.
It's producer Evo jumping in. Terry obviously is not feeling well. You can hear by this, which I graciously took out for you. So a little grace with this one, please and thank you.
I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q. Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Fat shaming is everywhere. It's on X, Instagram, TikTok. It's in the comments, the reels, the smug little monologues masquerading as wisdom. It's dressed up as accountability, as truth-telling. But strip away the branding, and it's the same old sermon. If you're overweight, you have failed. Not medically, morally. And here's the part that should make you suspicious. It always comes from people who seemingly have something to lose, like the gym bros, the macro coaches, the supplement salesmen with a shaker bottle and a ring light. They built an entire identities on the idea that weight loss is simple. Eat less, move more, buy my program. And if it doesn't work, well, that's on you. But now comes along biology, inconvenient, data-driven, unbothered by their business model, and suddenly the narrative cracks. Because if appetite is regulated, if the hypothalamus is involved, if hyperpalatable food engineered to override satiety, then just eat less isn't wisdom. It's a bumper sticker. Now let's widen the lens, because it's not just the fitness industry. Let's talk about Bill Maher.
Yeah, Evo jumping in again. Do we have to, really?
When he says, just eat less, that isn't someone protecting a protein powder brand. That's something else. Is it virtue signaling? Possibly. Is it intolerance dressed up as common sense? Much more likely. Because there is a certain intellectual laziness, the kind that says, I don't struggle with this, therefore it isn't real. And from there, the next step is almost automatic. If you struggle, it must be your fault. Except that's not analysis. That's arrogance with a microphone. And here's where I get unapologetic. Because I've spent years, sitting with patients who believed exactly that about themselves. And I worked to undo it, to show them that this was biology, not a character defect. And the uncomfortable truth? I never applied that same grace to myself. I blamed myself. I thought I could outwork it, out-discipline it, out-surgeon it, and if anyone is built for stubbornness and willpower, it's a surgeon. We don't stop. We don't quit. We don't accept failure easily, and yet I failed. Because this wasn't about effort. As I learned, it was about biology. You see, weight gain is a loop. You sleep poorly, appetite rises. You gain weight, movement becomes harder. You move less, food becomes more rewarding. Not less. More. And the loop tightens. And into that loop, we say, try harder. Now enter Zepbound. And suddenly the loop is broken. The first night I took it, my snoring stopped. My sleep improved. And when my sleep improves, everything improves. My appetite went down. My energy went up. My clarity went up. And then movement follows. Not as punishment, but as a possibility. I go to yoga several times a week now, not because I discovered discipline, but because my body stopped fighting me. And this is the part that drives the critics absolutely mad. Because what they call the easy way out is actually the first time the playing field has been leveled. What they are witnessing is not cheating. It's treatment. Now let me address the fitness world directly, because this is your moment. You can cling to the old model, shame, discipline, suffering as proof of worth, or you can evolve. The future is not yelling at people to eat less. The future is taking someone on a GLP-1, helping them build muscle, improve movement, and actually learn how to eat. Mediterranean, DASH, real food, not ideology. You don't need to live on protein shakes. You don't need to turn your kitchen into a supplement lab. But you can use Greek yogurt, eggs, chia seeds. You can eat real food. You can enjoy it. And when the food noise quiets, that enjoyment comes back without fear, without obsession. Well, what about those before and after photos? They're real, but they're the exception, not the rule. The visible few, not the silent majority who tried and regained. Not because they failed, but because biology did exactly what it is designed to do. So when I see fat shaming online, when I see people dismissed as weak, lazy, taking the easy way out, I push back because I'm defending my patients, and yes, I'm defending myself. The truth is, shame never worked, but biology does. And the future belongs to those that understand the difference. Please check the blog associated with this at yourdoctorsorders.com and forkyou.com and my Substack at drsimpson.com. This was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson. And while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're going to change your diet, then please check with your board-certified physician and registered dietitian, not a chiropractor and not functional medicine, which are just witch doctors, in my opinion. All things audio are done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Producer Girl Productions make me sound more interesting than I am. And allergies make me sound like I have that deep, sexy, smoky voice. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, if Galileo had a TikTok, would the gym bros still insist the sun revolves around them?
Yeah, gym bros would have found Galileo vehemently suspect of heresy. Oh, wait, no, that's what happened. And yet it moves. Are they talking about fiber?